President Zelensky arrived in the ancient Westminster Hall to a rapturous welcome. Both Houses of Parliament on their feet, for the wartime leader some here compare to former British Prime Minister Winston Churchill.
The United Kingdom is marching with us towards the most, I think, the most important victory of our lifetime. It will be a victory over the very idea of the war. After we win together, any aggressor, it doesn't matter, big or small, will know what awaits him if he attacks international order.
Beyond his gratitude for Britain's support, Zelensky was here to deliver a singular request. His appeal for combat aircraft inscribed on a Ukrainian fighter pilot's helmet. We have freedom, it said. Give us wings to protect it.
And I appeal to you and the world with simple and yet most important words. Combat aircrafts for Ukraine. Wings for freedom.
There's no denying the Ukrainian president's popularity, nor the rousing support for his cause. But allies who only recently agreed to give tanks to Ukraine worry now that providing fighter jets may be an escalation too far.
Entering Downing Street earlier, to the unusual applause of the staff, President Zelensky carried a message that was all too clear. If you want us to win this war, give us what we need to do it.
President of Ukraine,
a message no doubt reiterated at Buckingham Palace, where he met King Charles III.
Great honour to be here. Thank you for finding time for me.
And a message repeated to Ukrainian troops being trained by British forces on the plains of southwest England. In response, Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said the supply of combat aircraft was part of an ongoing conversation and that a first step would be expanding Britain's training programme to include teaching Ukrainian pilots how to fly NATO standard jets. That is a significant step that President Zelensky will use to press other allies. Jonah Hull, Al Jazeera, London.